Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. New Delhi says it is closely watching US bill on tariffs over Russian oil purchases, reiterates energy security of 1.4 billion people, guides India's oil sourcing. India asks Bangladesh to deal with attacks on minorities swiftly and firmly and not attribute such incidents to personal rivalries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a three-day visit to Gujarat from tomorrow to participate in Somnath Parv and other programs. Budget session of Parliament to commence from the 28th of January. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says Prasar Bharati's Waves platform facilitated international business worth 5,000 crore rupees. In Iran, protesters attacked public properties across the country. Flights cancelled and internet shut down. Khamenei blames US President Donald Trump for the unrest. And fourth season of Women's Premier League cricket begins. First match underway between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and defending champions Mumbai Indians in Navi Mumbai. External Affairs Ministry has said New Delhi is closely following the developments on the bill in US Congress proposing high tariffs on countries buying Russian oil. Briefing reporters in New Delhi today, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated that India's position on the larger question of energy sourcing is well known. He stressed that energy security of 1.4 billion people guides India's oil sourcing.
On energy sourcing, again, whether we buy oil from X part or Y part, we are, a broad approach. It is based on two imperatives. One is what is the available or evolving global dynamics, and two, there is an imperative to provide energy at affordable rates to our 1.4 billion people. So whatever we do will be guided by these two imperatives. This is how we look at energy sourcing.
The spokesperson said that India and the US remain interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and look forward to concluding it.
India and the United States were committed to negotiating a bilateral trade agreement with the US as far back as 13th of February last year. Since then, two sides have held multiple rounds of negotiations to arrive at a balanced and mutually beneficial trade agreement. On several occasions, we have been close to a deal. We remain interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and look forward to concluding it.
Referring to recent comments by U.S. Secretary of Commerce, the spokesperson said the characterization of these discussions in the reported remarks is not accurate. He said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. President Donald Trump have also spoken on phone on 8 occasions last year, covering different aspects of wide-ranging partnership. Responding to a question on minorities in Bangladesh, Mr. Jaiswal said a disturbing pattern has been witnessed of recurring attacks on minorities, as well as the homes and businesses, by extremists. He said such communal incidents need to be dealt with swiftly and firmly. He also pointed out that there is a troubling tendency to attribute such incidents to personal rivalries.
We continue to witness a disturbing pattern of recurring attacks on minorities, as well as their homes and business establishments, by extremists in Bangladesh. Such communal incidents need to be dealt with swiftly and firmly. We have also observed a troubling tendency to attribute such incidents to personal rivalries, personal vendettas, political differences, and other extraneous reasons. Such disregard only emboldens the extremists and the perpetrators of such crimes and deepens the sense of fear and insecurity among the minorities.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat from tomorrow. Prime Minister will reach Somnath in the evening and participate in Omkar mantra chanting. He will also witness drone show at Somnath Temple. On Sunday, the Prime Minister will take part in Shaurya Yatra, a ceremonial procession organized to honor the countless warriors who laid down their lives defending the Somnath Temple. The ongoing Somnath Swabhiman Parv at the first Jyotirling is not just a spiritual gathering, but a celebration of India's ancient scientific wisdom. Central to this is the historic Ban Stam arrow pillar, which stands as a testament to the advanced geographical knowledge and unwavering self-confidence of our ancestors. We have more from a correspondent.
Standing tall in the Somnath temple premises and facing the vast Arabian Sea, the Vansam remains a marvel of ancient Indian geography. An inscription on the pillar in Sanskrit declares that from this specific point at Somnath, there's no landmass in a straight line southwards until the South Pole. This unobstructed light path to the end of the earth reflects the profound scientific thinking and global vision of ancient Indian scholars. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Somnath Swabhiman Parva is highlighting such historic insights to the visiting pilgrims. The pillar symbolizes a continuous civilization that maintains its scientific temperament, even though centuries of foreign invasions and destruction. For the younger generation, the Vansam serves as a vital link to India's glorious history, fostering a sense of national pride and self-confidence. As the temple was reconstructed through firm faith, this pillar stands as a living expression of India's indivisible self-respect. The festival effectively bridges our ancient cultural legacy with a modern scientific outlook. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 28th of January and will continue till the 2nd of April 2026. In a social media post, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the first phase of the budget session will conclude on the 13th of February. He said the Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on the 9th of March. Mr. Rijiju said that it is a vital step towards meaningful debate and people-centric governance. The minister informed that on the recommendation of the central government, President Draupadi Murmu has approved the summoning of both the Houses of Parliament for the budget session 2026. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO has conducted successful ground test of full-scale actively cooled long-duration scramjet engine for hypersonic missile program. Defence Ministry in a statement today said the Defence Research and Development Laboratory, DRDL, the Hyderabad-based laboratory of DRDO, achieved a runtime of over 12 minutes at a state-of-the-art Scramjet Connect Pipe Test, SCPT, facility. Hypersonic cruise missile is capable of exceeding 5 times the speed of sound over 6,100 kilometers per hour for extended periods. In Chhattisgarh, as many as 63 Maoists surrendered in Dantewara district today. Of this, 36 Maoists were carrying a total reward of 1 crore 19 lakh 50,000 rupees. The Maoists surrendered before Superintendent of Police Gaurav Rai. Talking to reporters, Mr. Rai said that the surrendered Maoists include 18 women cadres. He added that all the surrendered Maoists have been provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees each under the state government's rehabilitation policy. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download news on EIR app. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav today highlighted that Prasar Bharati's Waves platform has received widespread global appreciation and has facilitated international business worth 5,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said this during the launch of a new platform, Creators Corner, on DD News to empower content creators. He said the new initiative for Prasar Bharati aims to showcase and promote creative content.
Last year, Waves
created a new platform. Through this platform, there has been a very significant improvement in the creators' economy. Our approximate target is to connect 1 crore youth with the creators' economy. In a way, this will become a new employment opportunity. Globally, everybody has appreciated our performance and concept.
On the occasion, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, congratulated DD for the initiative. He said that the new platform will support the content creators and help in the expansion of the country's orange economy. Creators Corner will be broadcasted from Monday to Friday at 7 p.m. on DD News. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the maternity benefit scheme, Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana of Women and Child Development Ministry. A report.
The government's maternity benefit scheme, Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana, was reviewed thoroughly under the Pragati by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Under the scheme, pregnant women and lactating mothers receive a cash benefit of 5,000 rupees for the first child and 6,000 rupees for the second girl child. During the meeting, the Prime Minister directed all ministries and departments to ensure that the identification of beneficiaries is done strictly through biometric-based Aadhaar authentication. He also directed to explore the potential for integrating additional programs into the scheme, specifically those aimed at promoting childcare, improving health and hygiene practices. Since inception of PMMVY scheme in January 2017, over 4 crore beneficiaries have been paid maternity benefit amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer. After the Pragati meeting, mandatory biometric verification through facial recognition system introduced from 21st May last year for all new enrollments. Over 23 lakh beneficiaries have been enrolled after biometric verification through this system. The Ministry of Women and Child Development also made proactive effort to reach the doorstep by using the available database of Portion Tracker to create a due list of potential beneficiaries. By promoting health checkups, good nutrition and financial awareness, the scheme helps women take control of their lives and support the goal of women-led development. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Himachal Pradesh, 12 people were killed and 33 others injured in an accident involving a private bus near Haripur Dhar, a remote area of Sirmaur district today. The bus was on its way from Solan to Haripur Dhar. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the mishap. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the victims. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. A day after Iran imposed a near-total nationwide internet blackout with phone calls failing to connect and flights cancelled, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has accused the protesters of acting on behalf of the US President Donald Trump. In a televised address today, Khamenei said that rioters attacking public property and asserted that a united Iranian people would defeat all enemies and urged the US President to focus on the problems of his own country. Tehran Mayor Ali Reza Zakani said protesters had targeted economic and public infrastructure, including 26 banks, 2 hospitals and 25 mosques. He added police facilities and 48 fire trucks were also attacked. Protesters reportedly set fire to offices of the state broadcaster, IRIB, in the city of Isfahan. Several buildings were reportedly set ablaze along a stretch of road. Rights groups report that at least 45 protesters, including children, have been killed since the unrest began on December 28, with more than 2,200 people arrested. Iran's state news agency said 950 police officers and 60 members of the paramilitary besieged force have been injured. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance reiterated Washington's support for peaceful protesters in Iran, emphasizing the right to free expression and association. In cricket, the much-awaited fourth season of the Women's Premier League WPL 2026 began today with Royal Challengers Bengaluru taking on defending champions Mumbai Indians. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians were 150 for 5 in 19.4 overs in the opening clash at the Dr. D.Y. Patel Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai when reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog over Rajasthan tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Bihar, Haryana and Chandigarh. Similar conditions will prevail over Uttarakhand, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Madhya Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and the northeastern states. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. New Delhi says it is closely watching US bill on tariffs over Russian oil purchases, reiterates energy security of 1.4 billion people, guides India's oil sourcing. India asks Bangladesh to deal with attacks on minorities swiftly and firmly and not attribute such incidents to personal rivalries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a 3-day visit to Gujarat from tomorrow to participate in Somnath Parv and other programs. Budget session of Parliament to commence from the 28th of January. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says Prasar Bharati's Waves platform facilitated international business worth 5,000 crore rupees. In Iran, protesters attack public properties across the country. Flights cancelled and internet shut down. Khamenei blames US President Donald Trump for the unrest. and the fourth season of Women's Premier League cricket begins. First match underway between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and defending champions Mumbai Indians in Navi Mumbai. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.